It is The Riot. This is our podcast.
Yay.
So we hope that you guys enjoy it. Look, we've been busy this week.
We have.
Family Force 5 was here. And let us tell you again, if you haven't yet, stop by our Facebook page or riot.radiou.com. And you can actually see us hanging out with Family Force 5.
Yep, well, they were in the studio.
So there's that. Also today, both in the podcast, you'll hear Riot Control. And posted now on the Riot's YouTube channel, you can see me playing the game that we're going to talk about in the podcast.
I feel super excited about it. I feel like, oh, this is something different. Our YouTube channels normally are Riot interviews, but now you have a chance, or our Riot live YouTube events.
Sure.
But this is something completely different that you can enjoy. So Forza Horizon, the Hot Wheels pack edition special thing, whatever it might be.
Expansion pack is the word I was looking for.
You can watch the YouTube video of that through Radio U Riot. So subscribe to our channel or join Obi on Twitch for Obadiah Plays. And there you can watch when he streams live too.
Yeah. So I will be streaming live at some point, I think on Saturday this weekend. Thinking about Mass Effect. You know what? I'm taking requests. Like, if you got something you want to see me stream,
that's a great idea.
You want to email us? Actually, we're taking requests about everything. So feel free to hit us up on social media. Email us, riot@radiou.com. We would love to hear from you. So here's what we got going on. The Rock wants to be president. Big snakes in Florida. Judge Dredd, the TV show. I am the law.
You'll learn about that and why that affects your day to day.
It's important. Riot Control, how Nikki's going to fix Coke. And I mean the company. Not just like how I'm going to fix you a Coke.
Fight the war on drugs or anything like that.
She's not bringing you a soda. She's not bringing you illicit drugs. She is
my help
fixing
for the company.
Mm-hmm. All the way to the top, man.
Be listening,
all the way
Coke.
To the top. So you guys have a great day and enjoy the podcast, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
The worst of The Riot. Proof that you're already living in that dark future dystopia. Radio U.
It is The Riot on Radio U. Hail to the chief, Nikki. Things are going to change in this nation. I don't know if you heard, but The Rock announced yesterday that he's thinking about a career in politics.
I saw that.
He would like to be president of the United States.
Why not?
And I'll tell you what. I'm going to go watch Baywatch. And depending on my opinion of that film, depends on whether or not Dwayne The Rock Johnson is in fact going to be able to be president.
Which is exactly what the Baywatch people, which is the press machine going on right now.
Oh, do you think that's what it is?
That's probably why this is being talked about.
All right. So, but can you think about this? The Rock is president. Can you smell what America is cooking? He's the people's president, Nikki.
Yes, wasn't that his thing when he was wrestling?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like the thing is, wrestling is that. Like, he's ready to be president.
That is politics.
It is politics.
It's just a different way. Some people, you know, like grow up in a, you know, winning this election and that election, local, state, and then on your way up to a more national level, he had a different step up.
So he says that this is in his interview with GQ magazine, Nikki. So, I mean, he's already got one up on me. I've
never been featured.
Yeah, he says, personally, I feel that if I were president, poise would be important. Leadership would be important. Taking responsibility for everybody. Oh, Dwayne.
Can't do
taking
that.
Responsibility for everybody. We're probably going to need to, as they say, unpack that sentence.
Just a little bit. That's easy to say in an interview ahead of time.
He says, if I didn't agree with someone on something, I wouldn't shut them out. I'd actually include them. You know.
Now, okay, I'm also going to say this. You might feel that way, but the person who doesn't agree with you will shut you out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not.
So it doesn't work that way. It doesn't go both ways.
It's not. No, you know what, though? For him, it might be one of those things where they're like, aw, you know what? Give me the eyebrow and you've got my vote.
All right.
Okay. Dwayne, you're the coolest man.
Well, maybe he lives that charmed life and that charmed world to where he thinks that might be possible.
You know, the other side of that, Nikki, is that if you wound the clock back, what, two and a half years ago, I don't know when it started, but if I had said to you, hey, Nikki, the guy from The Apprentice is going to be president, you'd be like, sure. Well, in GQ, he said he's going to run.
Maybe The Rock. You just don't know what's going to happen.
You don't know. I'd vote for The Rock, maybe. I'd have to look at his politics.
Either way, I bet you, again, people that have gone up the normal traditional chain of how to become a president are probably all like, well, what do we got to do? We got to go into movies.
Hey, man.
I got to start doing that.
Wind the clock back. Ronald Reagan, an actor, and he became president. And people loved that guy, except for the people that hated him.
Well, there's always going to be that other side. It's not possible to not have that side.
Yeah, yeah. So wouldn't it be easier if we just didn't have elections? Oh, see what
now
happens
there? Now you're opening
up
there.
That's like a whole
other... What are you saying?
We could all just be part of one party, and then we're all together.
Now, one of us. One of us.
I guess I'll stick with the system for now.
In order to build muscle, you need protein. Protein is in eggs. Eggs are in cupcakes. You need cupcakes. It's The Riot.
Want to hear something exciting? Records are being set. People are setting records. You're like, you know what? I love vinyl. It is my favorite.
Probably not that sort of record setting.
Got a collection of 45s even. Like those are, you want to talk about really, that's way different. 45s, those. I'm talking about another record, and Nikki is correct. This one being set in the Florida Everglades. They just caught the biggest snake ever.
It was a python in the Florida Everglades. It was 17 feet long, and did you see how he caught him?
Actually, no, I didn't.
His bare hands.
That's incorrect.
Dusty, the wild man Crumb. Captured this, which had 78 little baby python eggs inside of it.
That's crazy.
Isn't that? That's why they have a
python problem.
Python like epidemic in the Everglades.
One python can have 78 babies?
78 eggs in it.
And how is she, you know, providing for those little eggs?
I don't know. What happens?
I mean? Like, is that
when
a full-time
job? When do they have to leave? I don't know.
I don't understand that either. Like, and at some point, you know, is she going on government assistance? Would The Rock take responsibility for her?
This is the biggest python caught in a national park. So that was it.
Heads up, everybody. If you're planning on a national park for a vacation this summer, stay out of the Everglades.
The one thing I don't know is I know they took the eggs out because they didn't want any new snakes from being born. But did they kill the big snake or?
Yes, they do.
They did?
Yeah, they killed him. This guy, Dusty the Wild Man Crumb, he's part of the Python Eradication Project in Florida. He gets paid $8.10 an hour, but bonuses. What is the financial package for those bonuses? I don't actually know.
I think it's like $100.
That is not enough.
He grows orchards by day, and he catches snakes, and this is just another one in his grouping of pythons that he's killed.
Okay, Nikki, I've got the payment schedule. Found it. $50 if your python is over 4 feet. That's your bonus, all right? Then you get an extra $25 for each foot above 4 feet, which means that this python netted him $375.
Still, I don't feel like that's enough, but they said that's the amount that would have come if you would have sold the skin to the python. So that's about it.
Dude.
Do you keep the meat? Because I think some people eat the snake meat.
Did you scroll down and see where they cut the snake open and pulled the eggs out?
There's no good time of the day to see that. That is just shivering. That is just terrible.
Fire up the skillet.
Because there's python eggs right there, and that is gross.
That is gross. That
snake? What are you doing?
That's like alien gross.
Yes, it is.
Straight up. Like, whoa.
All right, well, that python is gone, and the 78 eggs are gone as well.
Let's see. Whoa, wait. The hunters are given an additional $100 for each eliminated python found guarding nests with eggs. So if there were 78, I wonder if he gets paid for the eggs.
It doesn't seem like it based on the wording. It just seems like he gets another extra $100.
Man, that ain't enough.
Well,
you gotta get some
more.
They
know better than to offer that per egg because these snakes can have a lot of eggs.
Okay, now that's some real talk, too. Let's talk about budgetary constraints in the state of Florida.
So they know ahead of time. Researchers estimate that there's 30,000 to up to 300,000 pythons in the southern part of Florida.
Well, that seemed like an unrealistic number until about 2 minutes ago.
Until you saw the egg thing and you're like, oh, that's actually practical. That's a casual estimate there.
I gotta lay down for a minute.
Let's take all of the most mind-numbing things the Riot has ever said and play them again.
It's a stupid idea, but I love it.
It's the Riot on Radio U.
You know, they say often you can mark success by the kind of car that someone drives. You can also mark debt that way, so don't get too caught up in it.
Isn't that true?
But truth be told, there's a third route that you can take if you want a great car. You could get a ton of money and buy it. You could go into debt. Or number three, you just steal it.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's also an option. Now, no offense to anybody, but like, I don't know if I would necessarily consider a 1995 BMW to be quite the watermark of success that I can't even name off a BMW. A new something series BMW
but
would be.
If you went after a newer, hotter one, then I think I know this person got caught, but I assume the older one that you pick, less likely you are for someone to maybe catch on or catch you as fast or care.
That's really true.
As much. Whereas if you go to, I know for the story, a dealership for the brand new hotness, they would have never gotten out with it.
No, they wouldn't have. Lindsay K. Watson, she's 34. She lives in Eugene, Oregon. They have a Voodoo Donuts there, but let's move on. She stopped by a car dealership and took a car for a test drive. And what she did was she took a fake check and a phony ID, and those were the things that she gave the dealership to drive the car.
Yeah.
And then she just left and never came back. Well, someone who worked for the dealership was out driving, happened to see the car in the parking lot of a grocery store. And was like, that's our car! And that's the lady!
And they were able to capture her.
Yep. Auto Success Dealership on West 11th Avenue.
They are success.
They are now. Watched the woman and called the police. A third passenger left the parking lot before officers arrived. Yeah, I'd do that. Like, hey, can you stick around? The police are coming.
No, I think I'm going to leave now.
I'm going to need a character witness. Like, I'm going to go in and go to the bathroom, and then I'll come right back.
I'm never coming back. And I'm going to, if you need something, leave another fake ID here, too.
She's also been charged with shoplifting from the Fred Meyer down the street. And you know what? She is just a popular lady. She's doing a lot of things.
She's busy.
Yeah. So, the thing is, she's going to have a lot of extra money soon because, like, room and board is going to be something the state's going to pick up for her. So that's...
And now she doesn't have the car to take care of. That was a lot of expense.
Hey, upkeep
can really...
Not with stealing
it, but, you're right, upkeep to the car. And it is an older model, and there's a lot more upkeep with that.
And I will tell you that BMWs are expensive to drive, meaning that if you get into that maintenance, parts on a BMW, a lot more expensive than... for other cars.
But you got to have maintenance. If not, then it's even more money.
And a lot of times you end up going to a specialty shop for a car like that to get it worked on.
But you have to go steal another car from another car company because you can't afford the BMW that you stole.
Yeah. The other thing you could do is you pay for the work with a fake check and a fake ID.
Then you've got a lot.
But you know, like you got two people after you.
Two lies and all that. And before you know it, then they'll really catch you. But in her case, they were pretty fast at it.
And this could be a Leo DiCaprio movie, Nikki. Like Catch Me If You Can, but like smaller budget. I'm thinking a YouTube video.
Yeah, very short YouTube video.
But it's the same principle.
It's the Riot.
I really didn't like it. It just bothered me.
Radio U.
So, Nikki, do you do your own laundry?
I do.
Your mom doesn't come over and do it?
No, I do my own.
So, just to be clear that you're saying this, that when you move out...
Yes.
You still have to do your own laundry.
Yeah, it's your responsibility. I've been doing my laundry since I was younger, so I was always just fine doing it.
Okay.
Well, laundry doesn't bother me out of the chores list.
Really?
Yeah.
I just hate all of them. The chores?
The whole entire list?
Yeah, yeah.
Me, make me vacuum and I will throw a fit on the floor.
I don't even care.
Like, you're fine with it?
Just like, whatever.
I hate it. So.
You know what you got to do when you're vacuuming?
Put some headphones on and listen to something.
Just get your Bluetooth headphones out. You got 100 pair. Just pick a pair that's just for vacuuming.
Hey, now.
Hey, listen. Pot, it's the kettle. You're black.
That's true.
Okay.
I cleaned out a lot of those when I was going through my spring cleaning, which is also too much of an adulting thing to do.
Okay.
So I only have a few pairs left.
All right. Well, I was doing my own laundry and I was putting my laundry away and there's this shirt. I know where it came from, okay? It's a shirt I got for Christmas. It doesn't fit because, you know.
You're not at the size it needs to be for the shirt to work.
I'm bigger than the shirt. And people keep buying me shirts. They're like, this should fit you. And I'm like, no, I'm fatter than that.
Well, you're an in-between.
I don't like to tell them that. So somehow this shirt, which has never been worn, ended up in my laundry pile.
Yeah.
And I think some of it's because I have this, okay, like on the floor of my closet, I have this shelf that has some t-shirts on the bottom. And sometimes when I'm laying on the floor in the morning when I should be getting ready, I'll just grab a bunch of those t-shirts and use them for a pillow.
Well,
and
there's your problem.
And sometimes I forget to put them back. So sure. It looks like a pile of dirty clothes.
So it gets thrown in the laundry.
Right. And so I think I've washed that shirt about 3 times in the last couple weeks.
Dude, you're never going to fit in it.
No, you're not. Look, here's the problem is I know I can't be the only person that does this because I'm putting laundry away and I got that shirt out and I was looking at it and I was like, I don't really know where to put this. Like, I don't know where to put it. And so I stood there for a while and I was like, I'm really tired of putting away laundry. So I just put it back in the dirty clothes.
That's why you're still washing this thing over and over again.
Yeah, no,
but
I know.
But not wearing it.
Yeah. I couldn't figure out what to do with it. I can't get myself to throw it away, and I can't throw it away because, like, it's a new shirt, but then
why
at the same
don't you
time,
use it as an inspiration shirt?
Oh, I'm never fitting in this.
You're never going to fit in it?
Not even my bone structure.
Like, is it like a large or a medium?
I don't know what it is, but it's...
It's not right?
I'm just telling you right now, if you took my skeleton, it's not fitting in that shirt, okay? And there's a lot...
Then throw it away.
There's a lot on me that is not skeletal.
Why don't you donate it?
I should donate it. I really need to go through my closet and, like, just get some stuff out that I could donate. But the other thing I was thinking is that if I went through my laundry right now, it could be like half my laundry isn't even actual clothes I wear. I might just be washing the same clothes because I don't want to put them away.
Because you don't realize.
And so I'm just throwing them back in the dirty clothes. So, man, I'm killing the earth on so many levels right now.
Do you hear what he's doing? He's washing clothes he does not even wear.
Yeah.
You're not even supposed to be washing your clothes. What are you?
I'm supposed to hang them.
You're an animal.
Hang them in the bathroom while I shower.
Yes.
Even though I'm not really supposed to be showering, but if I must. And then the mist is supposed to clean them.
I don't even know you and what you're doing.
I'm the worst, but this is not the first indicator.
If not, make it just like your private joke where it's in, like you said, every load that you wash,
mm-hmm.
and you even dry that shirt in the dryer.
I dried it.
And see how small you can get it.
I want to turn it into a lens cleaner for my glasses.
Something like that. And they're like, where did you get this awesome cloth?
How do you have this?
You don't understand. This used to be a shirt.
After 1,000 washes, it finally became
this
size.
So maybe try that.
Dang it. If we were going to do that, I wish we would have gotten measurements before I started so I could see just how much I could shrink it.
Or you could help, give that to someone who does not have as many clothes and can fit in it.
Well, yeah, that's the right answer.
Not just making a game out of it.
Why is that?
Because we hate doing laundry.
Why is that wrong?
You're ruining this perfectly good shirt that someone spent money on.
Well, I don't know if I'd call this shirt perfect or good. It's a shirt.
It's not its fault you can't wear it.
Yes, it is.
The part that keeps me up at night, we paid them for this. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
Let's talk about Judge Dredd. Oh, Judge Dredd. That sounds dreadful.
Wasn't that the old, was it Stallone?
Well, Nikki, it's interesting. There was a Sylvester Stallone movie.
Judge Dredd.
And then there was a Carl Urban movie.
Which one was that?
It was like 3 years ago, I think. It's one of those things, were it not for the little bit of gore that you end up with in that movie, it probably would have been PG-13, but there is some stank, disgusting things that happen.
They went all out.
Ew! But Carl Urban as Dredd was fantastic. Well, a lot of people online, and I'm going to tell you I'm part of their Facebook group, the Bring Dredd Back, like the movie thing. Well, they announced yesterday they're going to do a Judge Dredd live action TV show.
Because when in doubt, it a TV show.
Go TV. It's going to be called Judge Dredd Mega City 1. And it will reboot the franchise and focus on a team of judges as well as, of course, Judge Dredd.
Now, I'm not sure if you said this, but like everyone wanted a Carl Urban Netflix show.
Oh, dude.
And this is not it.
It's not.
Not on Netflix, and it's not Carl Urban.
Well, They haven't announced casting yet.
Well, at this point, they're saying no, though.
I know, but like, what if it could be yes?
Okay, the thing but is, I think they just want to not have people be like all disappointed when it's not him.
Okay, yeah, but like, what if it could be?
Yeah, it's not me. I'm not a part of casting.
Okay, but could you make a call?
Can't help you.
Because he was the perfect Dredd.
Okay, but now for Judge Dredd, Mega City 1. Ensemble cast of judges being judge, jury, and executioner.
Well, yeah, Nikki, because in the future, you know, they don't have time to give people due process. So we send out these people. They're the judge, and as you said, the jury and executioner. So they can send you to prison, or they can end you, fool. What do they call them? ISO cubes.
Yeah.
3 years in the ISO cube or whatever. So that's why you don't want to break the law, because you don't want to cross a judge, Nikki. You don't want to have to mess with them. They got those cool guns, and they put the gun up to their face, and they're like, I don't know, rocket launcher, whatever the heck they say, and their guns will shoot all these different kinds of bullets.
What, the item that you asked for or something?
Yeah. You know, you and I have talked about getting guns. Do you think you can get a Lawbringer?
Probably not officially.
Okay.
Like maybe a modded one.
Because that would be hot.
Now, did you say this too? Everybody always says, I am the law.
Well, that's what Judge Dredd says. Actually, that's really, to me, I just hear Sylvester Stallone screaming that in the Stallone Judge
Dredd. Oh, did he say that there?
Like, I'm not above the law. I am the law.
So try to use that. This is the game today. Try to use this in your in your conversations today. Mm-hmm. So you need to say, I am the law.
Yeah.
Whether in class or in your workplace. Try to slip it in somewhere.
Well, a great way to do it is if you can talk about something illegal and then get a coworker to say, I think that's against the law.
And be like, I am the law. Well, then you can have ice cream or candy today.
treat. I feel like it needs to be a little more guttural, like I am the law.
Perfect.
I am the law.
Almost like the swear to me sound and style. But
lower, though.
Lower than that?
A little quieter. I am the law.
So like you're almost
clench your teeth almost.
Just saying it to yourself, and they're like, what?
Excuse me, what?
Bob, what?
Hey, are you okay? Like, sorry.
But again, that's just your homework for today.
I judge people in my spare time, and I don't mean silently. I
thought we weren't supposed to judge, because that's dreadful. So I don't understand Judge Dredd.
You know what?
It's like I'm getting two things at me to tell me what to do, and I don't know.
Nikki, it's complicated.
It is.
It's complicated. I would say that Judge Dredd, it's not so much that he's judging you as he is the law, but you're breaking the law. Well, I guess we'll just have to watch the show. maybe they can explain it. Then again, someone that uses a rocket launcher to melt people's faces
it's
off when they
about
break the law.
Conversation with him.
You know, because it may not necessarily be that he's concerned about things like that.
Don't want to talk to the riot? We completely understand. Text instead. 877-2-RADIO-U.
Want to say hi to someone. I know not your name, but you just texted in and said, so I work at a horse farm, and I'm leading these horses, and they really don't want to listen. And all I could think was, I am the law.
Now, that's going back to our Judge Dredd TV show conversation.
Mm-hmm. And I told them, and I'll say it again to the rest of the U, that if you can work I am the law into a conversation today, you get a treat.
You win. Whatever your treat is, ice cream.
You have to provide
candy.
A treat.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
Yeah, it's not coming from us.
But good luck to you.
Hey, you know, I want a treat.
Sometimes you have to make the day fun. Okay.
So do that with food?
Yeah, well, no.
Some
now,
emotional eating?
What?
Isn't you that want what like you're supposed
a,
to do?
You want like a pencil set or something? Like, can we get you a little crafty gift or something? Like a dollar store item? You can't do much.
Oh, I'm trying to think like what if
you
I
get
could
a free
have
download
a
of
treat?
A song or a movie?
Get yourself don't start that. Oh, you know what? I bought a movie by accident this week.
Did you? Why don't you return it?
Well, I'd already opened the box. It was an Amazon thing.
You already opened the box, but did you open the movie?
Well, I mean, it was there, so I just like went ahead. So I guess
if you just
so I guess
open
I got
the delivery
my,
box, you just put it in a new one and return it.
So I well, yeah, but then you have to pay shipping back.
No, not if it's an accident and you ask nicely.
Okay, well, I don't live in that world where asking nicely makes anything good happen
it's
ever.
It's truly an accident.
Yeah, no, it kind of I had. Pre-ordered something and I meant to cancel it.
Sure, and it just came.
And I forgot to cancel it. And it was like, well, it's
May
here.
We ask what it was?
Well, Nikki.
Is that our business?
Wait. I am the law.
I'm the law, so you're not going to tell me?
You know what? No, no, no. Because I said I am the law, I get a treat. And so, look, there it is. I have a treat at home already.
Oh my God.
You said maybe with a movie.
You can keep it. So, fine. That's your treat.
Thank you so much for helping me.
Yeah, did you? You have to use I am the law in a conversation outside of the show, though. It has to be sometime out of the studio.
Now we're putting rules on it. Now all of a sudden we got all these stipulations.
It's easy during the show to get I am the law in somehow. You got to do it outside of this.
Okay, but Nikki, what
if I'm... Like, Michael, I'm leaving because I'm the law. Something like that.
Well, what if... Okay. What if I'm not going to talk to anybody else today?
You are.
You don't know that.
Going through the drive-thru?
Back to food again.
Back to food? I don't call tech support, customer service?
No. When you and I finish talking, I'm not talking to anybody else today.
Or
when Chris always walks in to say hi to us, he's nice. When he comes in,
just shout it out.
You know what I told Chris? Well, we've got a rule upstairs that if you're in Chris's office, it's Chris's rules.
Yeah.
When he walks in here today, I'm going to say, Chris, welcome to the studio. I am the law.
Perfect. Chris, will you come in?
I just
when you
got
get here?
Heat, the definitive edition on Blu-ray.
Was that the movie?
Shh.
Heat?
Shh.
What are you doing? Are you in control?
I
want to
watch it. No. Might as well hit the drive-thru now. Just go back through. Like, hi.
Oh, my gosh.
Hi, Wendy's. I'm an emotional eater, and I'm feeling spicy. Thanks for taking the nuggets away. I'll take the chicken sandwich.
Thank you, Nate, also for texting 877-2-RADIO. If you ever want to call or text, please do. He says he teaches elementary music. He's going to be shouting, I am the law,
yes,
all day long.
That's right.
Good job.
Like, but I don't want to do my homework. I am the law.
Just like that. And see if you get called in for a review or something.
Or, you know... The other side of that is if you go to Nate's class, you're an elementary school student, just say to him, hey, Nate, I am the law.
And he won't know what to do.
Your morning, but without yelling, laughing, or music.
Don't deprive me of that.
We wouldn't dream of it. It's The Riot on Radio U.
Nikki, have you ever flown on Mesa Airlines?
Mesa Airlines?
Yeah.
No, is that like out of Arizona or something?
I mean, I guess I'm assuming
it is. Is it regional?
Okay, here we go. Mesa Airlines is an American regional airline based in Phoenix, Arizona.
There we go.
It is a subsidiary of the Mesa Air Group and operates flights as American Eagle and United Express. They have agreements with American and United Airlines.
Now, if you see on your ticket that you're on one of those type of airlines, what does that mean?
It means that...
You're not on a big plane. You're on a tiny one.
It's regional.
It's regional.
It's a regional
airline. They don't
want
to bring out the big guns.
Yeah,
well, not yet at all, but the big planes.
What do you need a big plane for?
Why do you want all that space?
So, you guys know that United has had some bad publicity lately. I don't know if you've been paying attention, but... This is a doozy. Now, they're saying United did this, but I think in order to be fair, she bought a United ticket,
uh-huh,
but then she was on a Mesa Airlines flight.
That's where it gets a little confusing on who to blame.
It does get confusing. It's easier to scream about United, but like we at least have to pretend
that,
to be educated and fair about it. But here's what she says. She was taking a flight from Houston to Kansas City, and she says the cabin crew would not let her use the bathroom. So she was like, I got to use the bathroom. They started the beverage service. Wouldn't let her use the
bathroom. Oh, and they wouldn't let her probably get up because in the small planes, which they sometimes don't even have beverage service because they're so small, but like there's no way to get around. So you have to wait for the beverage service to go through.
But like, yeah, that's entrapment. You know, yeah, they're giving you more to drink and they won't let you out.
They decided instead of having actual space to walk through the plane, they should put another set of seats in there. So that's really what they decided to go with.
Yeah. So she says that they would not allow her to go to the bathroom during the flight, et cetera, et cetera. And so she finally had to resort to getting some help from her husband. And she says that she peed in two cups.
Oh, that is humiliating. In front of everybody, or?
Well, I mean, you know, just the people in 7E.
The areas around your seat.
I mean, I guess.
Gosh, that would be so bad. Well, I think with this article, they said that she just has a bladder issue.
Haven't seen that yet.
You haven't seen that part?
I haven't seen that part. In fact,
Let
me say,
feel better.
I didn't see that in the article.
Make her feel better.
Okay. All right. She says that. United says, we don't know what the heck you're talking about. The people,
Mesa?
The flight crew, they're saying, look, She tried to go to the bathroom during descent. It's against the rules for you to do that.
I am the law. Is that it? Wait, what's our quote from Judge Dredd?
That's the one, Nikki.
Is that the one?
Yeah.
I am the law, though.
Ma'am, it's against FAA regulations. I am the law.
That would have been the time to pull that out.
It would have been.
But she did not, and she just peed in the seat.
She wasn't listening to the show. So, of course, she's suing. And there's a lot of he said, she said. And now Mesa Airlines, United is like, we don't even know what you're talking about.
What?
Like,
Mesa, I can't hear you.
Mesa, they're the worst airline, guys. That's what we heard. We heard Mesa's the worst.
I mean, they're your partner, but that's fine.
Hey, you're at this point, United's going to throw whoever they can under the bus.
Under the plane.
Under the plane.
They're all the planes.
They broke the law.
I don't know. We've all dealt with it. You've all been on a plane or you've all been at the counter and you're in a situation.
And had to pee in a cup?
No, I haven't gotten to it yet. But we've all been in a situation where if they just could have been a little bit nicer or a little bit more understanding or a little bit more like communicating with us about the problem,
yeah,
then we don't all have to go all crazy and pee in the cup.
Okay. That's true, but think about this, all right? What if, you know, the United Mesa person, the lady's like, I have to go to the bathroom. You're like, well, miss, I have to finish the beverage service. No, I have a bladder problem. I have to go. Let me put that in our context. How many times does somebody call the request line?
And they're
hey, it's my birthday. Will you play this song?
Lies!
You're like, it is not your birthday. Shut up.
Unless we hear the birthday music behind you with the balloons, it's a lot of it is just you want to get what you want. But she's not going to pee in a cup unless she really has to. It feels medical.
It does now, but I feel like it feels like lawsuit. She was like, okay, look, we're gonna push this thing.
Just expect something to happen, all right? Whether you're on the plane and it's to you or to your seatmate or someone's gonna get messed up somehow.
I'm not going anywhere anymore.
I don't want to.
I'm done.
I don't want to be a news story.
I'm done.
I can barely pee in the plane anyways in the actual bathroom. I mean, have you gone in there? Let alone on the seat. It's so hard and you just want to get to see your family. That's it. That's all.
This is hard enough, guys.
It is. I don't want to go in there, and I don't want to go in the seat. I just can't stand it. I hate flying.
Now I want this to happen to you.
Mornings are for coffee and contemplation.
Chief, she's...
Coffee and contemplation.
And the riot. Obviously. Radio U.
I've got a problem. You know, like just one? No.
All right, everybody. All right.
I hear you. Wait, hang on. This is another problem. You need to stretch.
That's fine.
Last night, just terrible night of sleep. Terrible. Like the worst.
But yesterday you had a really bad sinus headache.
I did.
So I wasn't sure if you felt like you were coming down with something or if it was just sleepless night.
I would have said yes, but I feel okay today. Hmm. Like, no, didn't even take any of the drugs. Las drogas. I got nothing. I'm good. I terrible time sleeping. I woke up 3:30, and that was like the 400th time I'd woken up over the past few hours. And I was like, man, I got to get some sleep. What am I going to have to do? What do I have to do? I have a ceiling fan, but then I also have like this little fan that it's like $14. It was this cheap little fan, and I just went and put it down and turned it on, and it's loud. And let me tell you what happened.
Don't you feel like sometimes that just lulls you to sleep?
Like a baby.
Like a grown-up lullaby.
Out. Like just out immediately. And then when my alarm did go off, it was like, no, it can't be this. I only just fell asleep. I've only slept one time all night. You can't. You can't. Don't do this to me. I think I might have a fan addiction, and I've tried really hard not to have that, but I think I might have it. I do.
Well, what to do about that? Can you cut down to one fan?
Well, that's the thing is that last night I went to bed without one fan. I didn't sleep all night. I plug in the other fan.
Right out?
I'm gone.
So you weren't using your overhead one?
Oh, yeah, of course. That's on all the time. That's not even a question.
That's like, background noise. It's always there.
But it's
maybe
not,
that's not enough now.
I got a whisper quiet fan.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's not loud.
Sometimes, though, it is the noise that puts you to sleep or just that fresh, that air. It's not fresh air. It's just recycled.
It's not, but
it's just something about it.
Just some nice moving air.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest with you, I could fall asleep in front of one of those, like, industrial huge, like, create a hurricane in your house fans, and I'd be like, it's great!
I love it! Calming
down.
It's
so good! I'm good!
Well, there's nothing wrong with having a fan on.
Like a dog in a car putting my nose out the window, like, it's soothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's the air on my nose. But I'm concerned. I went away this weekend. I took a fan with me.
Did
I was
you?
Like, screw it. I'm taking this fan. I know if I have this fan, I'm sleeping all night. I did it.
Well, then that's something that is just unique about you.
No, it's not good. Like,
why?
It's bad.
It's not a bad thing. Listen, you could have so many other problems. This is not a problem. This is not an issue. It's just a fan. It's not a problem.
I just feel like that fan has a power over me. And like now I'm taking it places and I'm making plans
to
spend time with it.
If it starts talking to you, then you worry. As of right now, you're fine.
Okay. All right. Well, I just feel like, you know, I got a lot of problems. And do I need one more? Like, do I need to add one
Maybe
more?
Maybe you should, like, House of Heroes, like, let's not go by how we're feeling. Okay, let's just go with it.
Okay.
You just have the fan.
I'm telling you what, it rescued me in the middle of the night last night. Not sleeping, all of a sudden, out. Sleeping so hard.
I see you start bringing your fan to work, and it's like, are you sleeping here?
Shh. Yes.
Remember when we said things couldn't get any worse? We were wrong. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U. Riot Control. Riot Control on Radio U.
I want to play a game.
So last fall, Microsoft sent us a code for Forza Horizon 3. And I was excited. I was very excited
about
it.
You love driving games, racing games.
I bought Forza Horizon 2 when I bought an Xbox One. And that is probably the game that I have played more than any other game on my Xbox One. So when Forza Horizon 3 hit, I was very excited. Came out for the Xbox One and the PC. And right before Christmas, Microsoft unveiled their first expansion pack, Blizzard Mountain. And I was like, you know what? It's Christmas. And this has snow.
Now that works.
And so they were selling, they had the expansion pass on sale for $20, and it got you two pieces of DLC expansion. It got you Blizzard Mountain and an as yet unannounced expansion pack. Well, here's the announcement. Forza Horizon 3 Hot Wheels.
It's so fun looking.
And I'm talking about the little toy cars. Yes, that's what this is. Now the Hot Wheels expansion, as I said, it doesn't come with the game. You either got to buy the season pass or you got to buy the expansion if you want it. It is worth every penny I paid for it. Now, granted, I've only played for a couple hours, but it's so much fun.
So they're building a track and it's the red, orangish sort of track from
yes.
a Hot Wheels set.
Mm-hmm. It's got orange track and blue track, which is low friction, so you'll slide all over the place. And it connects a series of islands, and you do loop-de-loops, there are speed boosts, there are jumps. It is crazy. It comes with 10 cars. It's got a ton of different races. But you know what? Not only are the races great, but just driving around the island is fantastic. It's full of really goofy stuff. Now, it's got a campaign-like progression as you go from place to place, and it keeps unlocking events. But man, I had so much fun playing it.
So question on the cars, are these actual Hot Wheel cars?
Yeah, something I didn't know is that Hot Wheels actually has, you know, like their cars and like they have names. They are very specific. Like I got one. Oh my goodness. Is it called the Bone Rattler? No, the Bone Shaker and the Rip Rod. And like there are years, just like BMW has, these are the 2011 BMWs. There are the 2011 Hot Wheels cars and the 2012 Hot Years cars. So I got the two of the cars are the 2012 Rip Rod and the 11 Bone Shaker. And then there are eight others that are in that mix. I haven't seen those. I've actually only played with those first two cars. So you unlock those as you keep going around the island. And you can take your other cars from the main game in Forza Horizon 3 and you can race those. Like I have a Jurassic Park themed Ford truck. And I won a race with that yesterday. So you can download custom skins too, so it's cool.
Yeah, I can tell.
And well, it made sense because there are dinosaurs on the island,
Nikki.
Of
course, it makes sense.
There are dinosaurs on Hot Wheels Island.
So it's fun to see the crossover with it. It's a nice tie-in.
It's fun. So I'll tell you this.
I just saw the dinosaur.
Are you watching?
I'm watching your streaming video of it.
If you want to get a look at it, I streamed it yesterday, and we have archived it on the Riot's YouTube channel at Radio U Riot. I'll also have it posted later today at riot.radiou.com. So if you want to see for yourself what the game's like and how much genuine fun I was having while playing it, you can see it there.
That's Forza Horizon 3, the Hot Wheels version.
Oh, it is.
The pack.
The Riot is an award-winning morning show.
It's literally a medal for sucking.
Now that is a medal for trying.
Okay.
Radio U.
Fascinating interview here with Coca-Cola CEO James Quincy. He is brand new to the position, started May 1st, and he interviewed with Bloomberg, and I know you're all big Bloomberg fans.
I love reading about finances.
But you know what? Let's take a minute and talk just some of the details. He says that Coca-Cola's profits are down a little bit, but he's got an interesting reason why he thinks the profits are down. Digital sales.
Digital sales of, like, not soda?
Anything.
Oh.
And that's what I thought. I'm like, I ain't buying pop online. What you talking about, Mr. Soda Man?
I don't know what you mean by that.
Here's what he means. Nikki, every time you buy something on Amazon, or you just get your music through iTunes, or you just get your movie through iTunes, or whatever the heck it is that you buy, that's one time that you don't go to a store.
I get it right now, right away.
And he says that lots of people buy soda when they go to the store.
Sure.
Let's say you're going to Target or Walmart or whatever.
Well,
you walk into the store, there's some soda machines. You know what? I'm going to walk around. I'm going to get myself a whatever.
Well, it's also very popular too, and it's not everybody, but enough to probably give them a little bit of hurt is Amazon Pantry or any grocery store now. Well, most grocery stores offer I order mine online and I go pull up and pick them up. I never go into the store. So I also am less likely to fall for or be subjected to
stuff.
The displays. Yeah. And I count soda as like not an everyday thing. So I shouldn't buy it all the time. So if I'm ordering it online, I wouldn't order it. But if I go in and see it, then
you might get
some then.
Well, that's definitely where they're coming from. Hmm. They say your lack of
being
getting
in the store
face to face with retail is causing you to spend less money on soda because it's not the impulse purchase.
I wonder what they say to fix that, or if it's just that's how it has to be.
If you want the truth, I don't know what his answer is to that, but he does say, he calls it the secondary effect. So the primary effect is, you know, you not going to stores, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Secondary effect for them is like, hey, people aren't buying our product like they used to.
Can I offer something for Coke for this? I can't say no to is a Coke Freestyle machine.
Oh,
they need
yes.
to have those things out like a red box.
Dude,
if you had those outside stores, just random, it was clean and just like covered a little bit more than a red box, but you could get soda just anywhere and everywhere right outside. So many people would do that.
What if a Coke Freestyle, like what you're talking about, but what if it did something where it was like you could buy a 20-ounce bottle of what you wanted?
Yes.
So it would drop.
Oh, that's a great idea.
It would drop 20 ounces of whatever your mix is. It would be cold, and then it just produces that bottle. I don't know how they would do the screw top. I don't know what they do with that, but like
I'd screw
you just
the top
grab
on myself.
It.
I mean, we could do it, but
maybe it would do that.
I think that's kind of more the future where maybe they can't get you to buy cans and cans and cans of soda, but they can get you to buy, you know, a cup of it.
Well, you know what? That is an excellent point because it's true. If I see a Freestyle machine, whether or not I'm getting soda is a, like, it's not a question of are you, it's just a when you.
It's like right now
it's
or how
done.
Much ice do I want?
It's already done.
Same thing with the Pepsi Spire. Like, you could have those out in different places. And you need to get people on impulse for, I think, those type of drink purchases.
Yeah.
Because, man, my Sprite Zero with vanilla thing is on fire. But it's soda, it's on ice.
Yeah. You know what I like to do? I've got a custom mix through the Coke Freestyle app where I get 75% mellow yellow zero with cherry, but it's 25% mellow yellow
and see,
with cherry.
Mr. President of Coke or whatever your name was, you don't see us going, did you see that whatever pack of soda or that 2-liter? Like, we don't doing that. It's about the Freestyle.
And you know what? If you just want to bring a freestyle machine and install it here, and then we could have all we want for free.
We'll help your company out.
Why don't we do that?
This was the worst of the riot. And we'd like to congratulate you on having the stomach to stick around to the very end. The riot exists because Radio U exists. And Radio U only exists because of your support. Find out more and give now at radiou.com/donate.
Go ahead and break a poo-poo-tov cocktail on me.